talking about a big merger. Now we're talking to Martin Miskell, and you are about to lead a four-county ARC chapter, Martin. What brought this on, may I ask?
Well, the whole field is consolidating. The funding is not what it used to be.
Sure.
So people are looking for economies of scale and to be sustainable, to sustain the mission. So, our rates are uncontrollable by us. They're determined by CMS and the state of New York, OPWDD, and the rate structure is kind of inconsistent. And organizations are kind of beholden to rates that were established a long time ago. So in order to adapt, people are trying to find ways to be, streamline. And administration is certainly an opportunity over time to streamline those costs and put that savings into program expenses and into direct support professionals, which are called, our DSPs, mm-hmm. which are frontline staff, which are critical to the not-for-profit field and certainly to our agency. There is also my peer is retiring from Genesee Orleans, and she reached out a couple of years ago to see if we'd be interested in the merger, knowing that a lot of the ARC chapters have been merging. Mm-hmm. Every county has an ARC chapter, and I think 10 years ago we were probably 59 chapters, and now there's 37. So there's been a lot of consolidation in the field. Logistically, as you mentioned, it's a huge area, but very similar in culture and size. If you combine the populations of Genesee, Orleans with Livingston, Wyoming, they're both about 105,000 people, which is not huge. Batavia is kind of an outlier, being the largest site, but we see opportunities for staff who live, especially like between Wyoming and Genesee to move back and forth, and also, logistically for programming. Right now we have individuals from the northwest corner of Wyoming County traveling to Mount Morris when they can be traveling to Batavia.
Oh, okay.
So there's opportunities like that as well. There's some different expertise. They have a much more advanced self-direction program than we do. We have a very active guardianship committee, which they don't. So they're kind of picking the best of both. And we have a very very strong management teams, a lot of experience from both chapters. So a wealth of knowledge, which will help streamline this and make it much easier to merge.
So you originally came out of the Livingston, Wyoming ARC, right?
Correct. Yep.
And you're merging with the Genesee Orleans. And this is, I'm reading, I got a press release here. It says 2,400 square miles your organization is going to cover now. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a big geographic area. It won't be the largest ARC financially, but certainly geographically, it's going to be. We're the first one with four counties. But Genesee Orleans merged 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It gives you kind of a sense of the field. And they were, both smaller chapters, and now they're a decent-sized chapter. And so merging together will make us a bigger, stronger chapter.
Well, I like that idea too. You said about they did this particularly well, and your organization did this well. Now you bring them all together, and you got the best of both worlds.
Right. That's the goal. That's certainly the goal. And the boards have been very collaborative. They've been working together with a joint steering committee, going through bylaws and the name and who's going to be doing what. And then we've been meeting with the DDRO, which is the regional office for OPWDD, Office of People with Developmental Disabilities, from the state of New York, which is our major funding stream. And that's been going smoothly. They have a pretty long list of things that are needed to do for a merger, and they're kind of helping us check those off. The ARC New York's been very helpful. They've been through many mergers, so they kind of know what to do. There's a lot of detail and each step.
Sure.
And, you know, as I mentioned, our funding streams are OPWD. We have state education has to be dealt with, and then Office of Mental Health. So a lot of different funding streams and contracts and legalese that need to be reviewed and checked off.
Well, let me ask you this, though, because we, you know, we're familiar here in the Rochester area. We have our ARC here. Are they pretty much the same? I mean, is it, or are they different? Do they differ in some way, shape, or form?
Well, you know, the ARC New York is it's family driven. So the ARC New York is the largest not-for-profit in New York State.
Okay.
And the ARC of the U.S. is the largest not-for-profit in the country. You know, you don't hear about them a lot. You
hear
a lot more smaller organizations like Special Olympics and so on. But, you know, we're the largest not-for-profit in Livingston, Wyoming County, and I'm sure ARC of Genesee Orleans is the largest not-for-profit in their area. So, you know, they're kind of a, unfortunately, a well-kept secret that we would like to stop keeping. We'd like to share it more.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's why we're getting the word out here.
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, the ARC started in 1949 down in New York City, and then each county kind of started their own local chapters.
Okay.
And so Livingston, Wyoming started in 61, and I think Genesee Orleans was around the same time. I'm not sure about that. But they're family-driven in the sense that the more than half the board has to be made up of relatives of the folks we support.
Gotcha.
So not only are we audited and reviewed by every you know, funding stream for fiscal issues, for quality issues, for facility issues, they're also, we have you know, the parent oversight. Which, you know, helps raise the bar in quality, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we provide a very high-quality service. So.
How many campuses do you have?
So campuses, we have locations. So we offer programs here at Livingston, Wyoming. We have preschool. So we're pretty much birth to end-of-life care.
Right. I was just going to say, age-wise, everybody's included, right?
Yes, yes. So but what we try to do is offer every program option based on interest and ability and you know, age, of course. So we have the preschool, we have Head Start, and then, you know, folks age out of preschool and go to the kids go to school, and then when they age out of school, you know, they come back under OPWDD. So they switch funding streams from state ed to OPWDD, and then they come into the adult programs, and we have different day programs, again, depending on interest and ability, whether they be more social or skill building versus work, and then the whole rainbow of options for work, you know, whether they be in enclaves, whether it be out you know, at Wegmans or Walmart, mm-hmm. or with a job coach who just checks on them. Again, it depends on the need.
Sure.
So we work very closely with you know, their families and them, or their guardian, to find that what fits best.
So there's job placement and housing too. Is there housing included?
Yes, we have. It's funny. Each chapter has 14 houses.
Wow.
And then we also have supportive apartments, and then we have what they call a community hab. So, if you're out in an apartment on your own, then you may receive community hab. So people may check on you a few times a week for so many hours, you know, to make sure everything's all set.
Right.
Or if you need more, some more medical help or oversight, you may live in a supportive apartment if you're, you know, pretty independent. And then if you need more care, you may be in a, what we call an IRA, individual resident, option there. And it's, you know, that's 24/7. So,
yeah, it depends on the degree of help they need, right?
Correct, correct. Right. And then we have a clinical team that, you know, that helps as well. We have a pretty strong transportation department, which transports individuals we support. It transports, has a contract with the county for preschool. We contracts with the state to transport individuals within state IRAs to state day programs. So, Quite a variety there. That's very helpful because we try to facilitate getting everyone to a program they prefer, and that's I think, somewhat unique because transportation is a huge barrier.
Well, yeah, like I said, I saw in the press release, 2,400 square miles. You got to cover some wide open spaces down there.
Yes. Yep. So logistics are key.
Yes. How many people are you serving currently? Do you have a number or an idea?
So between the two chapters, we have about 2,000.
Okay. All right.
And then we'll have anywhere from 1,000 to 1,100 employees, full-time, part-time, per diem.
Wow. Okay.
And then, you know, I think including the houses, I think we'll have over 40 locations that we, have program in. And we have, golly, our fleet will be pushing 300 when we merge. So between buses and minivans and
so on. So your background, you were the director of finance prior to this, right, for the Livingston, Wyoming chapter?
Correct, yep.
Okay, and now you've got all this under your umbrella, and you're the big guy.
Well, it's a team effort, for sure.
Sure.
Again, I'm fortunate to have a strong management team and a very supportive board that makes it easier. And having the financial background is certainly, I'm biased. It's certainly helpful because a lot of these organizations, started off with very good intentions and kind of more mom and pop, and, they filled a huge need. But unfortunately, the way the funding is, it's become more of a business that's mission-driven. But in order to sustain that mission, you really got to pay attention to the numbers.
So, yeah, you got to have your eye on the ball because the money is where it's at. You can't do what you want to do unless you have the funds.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah, it's kind of a broken record, I'm sure, for a lot of agencies around the state. But it's true. Minimum wage has gone up 75% in the last 9 years. And, we used to be several dollars ahead of minimum wage, and now we're scratching to get just above it. So it's a challenge to have that mandate and not get funded for it. So.
And again, the people working for you are a certain breed of people to be able to do that to do that work. They deserve every dollar they get.
They really do. They God bless them. They deal with individuals on their best day and some on their worst day, and so it does take a special person. We've had a lot of long time employees. Boy, they definitely
they're dedicated.
Love what
people,
they do. They're
right?
Dedicated people. Absolutely.
So now it's going to be called, is it GLOW? Is that what it's going to be called?
Yeah, that's a common acronym.
Okay.
GLOW, I mean, Genesee, Livingston, Orleans, Wyoming County.
There you go.
That used to be the BOCES. It used to be, I know they're called, I think, Genesee Valley Partnership. But there's also, other affiliations between the four counties where they go by GLOW. And when you look at name recognition, that kind of jumps out at you. People in our region know exactly what it means. And so, we'll have the same logo we have now, the ARC U.S. logo, that kind of swoosh, and same branding guidelines. So ARC GLOW, serving Genesee, Livingston, Orleans, and Wyoming counties.
Is there a particular website? I know there's a couple listed on my press release where people can find out more about your organization. Should we lead them to one or the other, or is it
Right now it's both. At some point, we're shooting for a 10-1 date.
Okay.
Then there'll be a new website, ARC GLOW website, combining everything. There's a lot of moving pieces right now to put together before we can roll that out, but that is the goal. So it'll be ARC of Livingston, Wyoming, or ARC of Genesee, Orleans to visit right now. And, we encourage people to become members of our organization. Membership is big because funding is huge. With the politics as such, we know that politicians count votes. They don't necessarily listen to organizations. They listen to their constituents. So the more members we get, the more helpful it is for us to plead our case and to help people advocate for us,
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of work ahead of you, but it looks like you have a great foundation to build off of, and putting the two together is just a lot of paperwork probably, right?
It's a lot of paperwork, yep.
Lots and lots of paperwork. Also, let's throw out there that June 25th, there's a golf tournament, right?
There is. There's a golf tournament at Livingston Country Club in Geneseo. There's also a golf tournament in July. Let me pull that off here. July 26th at Stafford Country Club.
Oh, so you're going to be playing 2 days in a row there, huh? That's right. Yeah. June and July. Okay.
Yep. I wish I was a better golfer, but yeah. someday I'll have more time for it.
Martin Miskell, the leader of the Four County ARC chapter, ARC of Livingston, Wyoming, and Genesee Orleans merging together, and Martin's in charge. And Martin, thanks for sharing with us here today, and good luck, and please come back and give us an update sometime.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dino, and thanks for all your time and the opportunity.
Anytime.